It's 3:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching another bulletin of Top 5. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, Iran has slammed the U.S. president for claiming that the Islamic Republic has failed to respect the 2015 nuclear deal with the P5+1 group of countries. Take a listen.
The claim of the U.S. administration regarding Iran's non-compliance has no international relevance or credibility. U.S. unilateral claim to extend Iran's provisional restriction as permanent run counter to not only the letter of the JCPOA, but also to the inalienable rights of states under NPT.
Ghulam Ali Khosrow stressed that Iran would not be the first to leave the pact, adding, however, that Tehran would stop implementing its commitments under the agreement if its rights and interests are disregarded. Khosrow called on the international community to stop the Trump administration from mocking the JCPOA and undermining the non-proliferation regime in the process. On Friday, the U.S. president refused to recertify Iran's commitment to the nuclear deal, accusing Tehran of violating the spirit of the agreement. Trump's statements were met with harsh reactions from other signatories to the landmark deal. Joining us via Skype from Richmond is Phil Valado. He's the editor of the Virginia Defender. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Valado. Now, of course, over here, the Iranian officials are not happy with the way Trump chose not to recertify the JCPOA. At the same time, he did accuse Iran of not being in compliance with the nuclear deal, something that all facts on the ground totally negate. What do you make of that?
Well, it's a little hard to say what you make of President Trump in almost any topic. He is a complete loose cannon and just shoots from his mouth any thought that happens to pass between his ears. There is no evidence whatsoever that Iran is not keeping up its end of this of the nuclear deal, and that is that statement is supported by the International Atomic Energy Agency, the United Nations watchdog, which is responsible for making sure that Iran does follow its end of the agreement. And just a few days ago stated that Iran is under the most stringent inspection regimen that has ever been imposed on any country in the history of the world, and there is no evidence that Iran is in any violation. So Mr. Trump is completely irrational in what he is saying, but it is not inconsistent with what a powerful section of the U.S. Government, and more important, the wealthy layer of society that actually runs our so-called democracy, has as its position, which is that Iran is an obstacle to U.S. achieving hegemony in the oil-rich Middle East. And so they have a problem with the nuclear agreement, because it does give Iran some breathing room, some relief in a modest way from the unjust sanctions that were imposed.
So Mr. Valado, let me just jump in there very quickly if you can. Then Iranian officials are right when they claim that the U.S. sanctions and hegemony towards Iran has nothing to do with the nuclear program in itself. It's about what Iran represents within the region.
I think that's exactly true. And if you look at the statements that are coming out of the White House now, they're saying this is a bad deal because it doesn't address Iran's alleged destabilization of the region. Now, just look at that statement, destabilization. After the attacks on the U.S. in 2001, the United States invaded Afghanistan, which was not responsible for those attacks. In 2003, it invaded Iraq, which had nothing to do with those attacks. It's now involved in trying to overthrow the government of President Assad in Syria, which had nothing to do with those attacks. It is actively involved in wars in Yemen, in Libya, in Somalia, in Sudan. The Middle East is tremendously unstable at this point for one reason, because the U.S. has intervened militarily, politically, diplomatically, and economically over the last 16 years and well before that as in addition. So to accuse Iran of destabilizing the region is ludicrous, and it just shows that the real issue is that Iran is a strong obstacle to the U.S. achieving hegemony in a region of the world that contains one-third of the U.S. known oil reserves. And that's the crux of the matter.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's Phil Woledo, editor of Virginia Defender, joining us via Skype from Richmond. Mr. Woledo, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.